Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wally Butterworth. No recording the Defensive Legion has ever made is as important to the white Christian American as this you are about to hear. It may well save your life, your home, your family, your neighbors from destruction and death or enslavement. It means your complete existence. Advised by the highest ranking officers of our military services, we hereby outline for you a program for the defense of your homes from a full-scale riot system by the American Negro, who is financed by anti-Christian Jews and further protected by crooked politicians in office. This Negro has driven us from the privacy of our churches, our schools, our neighborhood homes, and our towns and cities. So vile is his record of violence and crime, personal filth, and disregard of Christian morality. He will not be accepted socially. He is today the leech of our nation, living off the dole from the sweat, brains, and money of the white man. He is the exact counterpart of his sponsor at the international level, the Jew. We urge every white Christian citizen, male and female, young and old, to join us in this purely legal and non-secretive protection of all that we hold dear. If you do not support it, you will die in slavery, and you deserve that slavery. The white American businessman today walks in mortal fear for the safety of his loved ones at home every hour he's away from them at the office. He reads headlines about black Negro riots of rock and bottle throwing, passive resistance, which have already occurred in over 200 towns and cities in the country. Little does he know that already hundreds of white men have been killed in these riots, for it is withheld by a Jewish press. He sees his neighbor's business boycotted to the point of ruin. He looks at pictures of black hyenas lying down in the middle of the street to stop all traffic in a protest against what they call their freedom. He watches the police of every city bodily carry these blacks to the paddy wagon instead of clubbing them into submission as law-abiding citizens. His nerves are worn to a frazzle, dreading what will happen to his children at school or at play as he reads what has happened to other white children when attacked by black gangs. He is astonished that the President of the United States and his infamous brother go on nationwide television to uphold these blacks in their law-breaking marches to promote race hatred between Americans. He now realizes that these two men are turning on or shutting off this violence like a faucet of water for pure political gain and purchased block votes. When our American businessman goes to lunch in 24 towns and cities, he finds the entrance to his favorite restaurant barred to him by the interlocked arms of a dozen Negroes, male and female, keeping him out because the proprietor will not allow these lawbreakers in. Or he finds them inside lying on the floor if the management refuses to serve them. This is peaceful demonstration. A dozen times a day he asks himself, how long will it be before these deadly black hoodlums leave the business section and go to the residential area of my town? How long before these jungle brutes lay hands on my wife or my female children? And then he asks himself these questions. I can no longer go to my church to worship without these black hordes crashing the door, and who was it who built that church? I can no longer send my children to school to be educated in our white neighborhood where I live without busloads of Negroes being imported 10 miles or more to mix with them, and whose money built that school? I can no longer buy, sell my land, or rent a home without being punished by the law if I refuse to share my neighborhood with these blacks, and whose money buys or sells or rents that land? Now, by heaven, I can no longer run my business as I want to without both hiring and serving these Negroes, and who owns and pays the taxes on that business? And then he sums it all up to find out church gone, school gone, home gone, restaurant gone, club gone, business gone, town gone, and freedom gone, all freedom of choice to a free man to associate or do business with whomsoever he pleases, black or white. And at long last he says to himself, I am a slave if I tolerate this for another hour. Mr. White Man, you're going to get far worse until you stand up on your hind legs and openly denounce the perfidious Jew who is the cause of all your trouble. If you are too lazy to inform yourself firsthand, then for heaven's sake take the word of proven patriotic Americans who tell the truth, the documented truth as we do. Get this. In spite of concealment in our Jewish press, it is proven fact that every incitement to racial violence in every city has been provoked and led by synagogue rabbis of Judaism. The whole violence in Birmingham, Alabama, was led by 35 rabbis from Chicago and New York imported there to foment all the trouble. The exact same thing occurred in Savannah, Georgia, Cambridge, Maryland, Chicago, Detroit, and all of the other 200 towns. Just like the Freedom Riders of 2 years ago with a rabbi on every bus, so today are these detestable Jews behind the rock and bottle throwing of passive resistance. And so-called Christian ministers and priests have been bought to assist these perfidious Jews. The base Kennedys with these Jews in absolute power in our government are simply the slaves. Our Department of Justice is loaded with these swine. Jews were in complete charge of the Kennedy invasions of Mississippi and Tuscaloosa, Alabama. They operate our Treasury, our income tax and customs, our immigration, our State Department, our Department of Health, Education, and Welfare, and they run our White House. While they are world revolutionary communists, there is no such thing as communism in the world. Its proper name and its only name is Jewism, American Jewism. And their own top leader during his lifetime, Rabbi Stephen Wise, said, quote, some call it communism, I call it Judaism, unquote. Acknowledge these facts and you'll be on the way to licking this evil thing. This recording runs approximately 24 minutes. Before it has finished, two fine white women or children will have been brutally raped and forever despoiled by savage black jungle niggers. One every 12 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 52 weeks a year. And 92% of all forcible rapes are committed by niggers. You and I both know that black women aren't raped. And these are only reported rapes, for many women are afraid and ashamed to reveal these things to their husbands or to the police. There you have it. You'll wake up after the Jewish-led nigger has invaded and raped the sanctity of your castle. Again, we ask you, what are you going to do about it? Here is what a noble band of men and women of the highest caliber have decided to do. We have decided to arm our homes. We have decided to protect our loved ones. We've decided to buy the necessary guns and bullets for defensive purposes only to be ready for the Black Revolution Jewish-led which is coming. Our Christian heritage demands it. Our Anglo-Saxon blood commands it. We will defy tyrannical politicians, openly daring them to stop us from doing so. You talk about a black horde march on Washington to destroy the white man's freedom? Well, here and now we resolve to stage one 50 times as great, if necessary, to protect those freedoms for us from brown race Asiatic Jews and black race African Negroes, banded together to take our government away from us. We are ready, white man, to take back our country. Listen to this. It's from the Constitution of the United States, Article 2 of the Bill of Rights, quote, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, unquote. We are forming that citizens' militia. Neither the Congress nor the state legislatures nor any municipal body has any right to prohibit any citizen from owning and keeping forever sufficient arms to protect his home and family and those of his neighbors. Refuse to surrender your arms to any police or military authority or to any civil defense goons who already have plans to disarm you whenever this Kennedy and his masters see fit to invoke the executive orders that a treasonous Congress has illegally given to him. Once you surrender a gun, you are a slave. You might just as well be in Jew communist Russia, not America. And you'll wind up in an American Siberia along with that precious family you didn't have guts enough to protect or care for or fight for. We are not rabble-rousing. Our actions are perfectly legal and non-secretive. We are taking the sane and common-sense steps to prevent a slaughter or disaster from which our families will never recover. Arming our homes is exactly like buying an insurance policy for your car. You may never use it for years, and you may need it 10 minutes after you've bought it. We attempt to overthrow nothing, for we dearly love our country and our form of government. But we will not be overthrown, and we will not permit anti-Christian, Jew, communist rats to overthrow this government. It is they who will be overthrown. Listen to the insolent threats of blackmail by these Jew-financed niggers. Adam Clayton Powell. If the Congress don't give us our full rights, blood will surely flow in the streets. Roy Wilkins, Communist Front. If the Congress dares to filibuster against our civil rights bill, we will stage massive demonstrations that will surely lead to violence. Martin Luther King. Full integration in every phase of our society must eventually lead to marriage between the white and Negro races. Will it, Big Jig? Yet both Catholic priests and Protestant ministers today are marrying them in nearly every state except the South, where it is forbidden by law. Just what are the freedoms these blacks want? I'll tell you what they are in exactly two words. White women. They have more job opportunity than the white man today. Representing 10% of the population, our federal and state governments alone employ 25% niggers wherever their votes can swing an election. These blacks now realize that their blackmail of mass votes will permit them to crash any white man's door, be it home, church, store, school, restaurant, club, or swimming pool, all leading to white women. Our Jewish press didn't tell you that before this Negro Evers was shot down in Mississippi, he had just finished telling an audience of screaming black hyenas there as follows. If you follow my instructions, I'll put Cadillacs in your garages and white women in your beds. That scoundrel was given a funeral in Arlington Memorial Cemetery, where the nation's heroes are buried. The white Christian has had the patience of a saint to put up with all of these attacks for 10 years now. In several towns, we have seen hardly a plate glass window left unbroken in any store that refused to allow these wild niggers to fully integrate against the owner's wishes. Hundreds of cars parked on the street for the night in front of a white man's home or store were found by the owners with all four tires slashed to pieces, cut to ribbons, for in this passive resistance, every Negro carries a knife. The police of every city under complete domination of left-wing socialist political machines refuse to subdue these fanatical blacks as they would any other criminal. If you and I were to perform these acts, we would be shot down in our tracks and deserve exactly that. White man, listen to this statement from the Congressional Record, page 8559, by Representative Thomas G. Abernathy of Mississippi, inserted during a debate on civil rights in June of 1957. Said Congressman Abernathy, the civil rights business is all according to a studied and well-defined plan. Israel Cohen, a leading communist in England, in his racial program for the 20th century, wrote in 1912 as follows, quote, "We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tension. By propounding it into the consciousness of the dark races that for centuries they have been oppressed by the whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, in the world of sports and entertainment. And with this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." Unquote. Well, that program is carried out to the letter today all over the world, isn't it? And how's that for proof that world communism is world Jewism written over? Senator Richard Russell of Georgia has called this insane civil rights bill of the Kennedys an absolute march into communism. His brother, Senator Herman Talmadge, has branded this bill to force American businessmen to accept and serve Negroes against their will, with prosecution if they refuse to do so, as the complete end of constitutional government. There are millions of Americans today who think these Kennedys are suffering from a psychosis or paranoia. It should be thoroughly investigated. That, along with John Kennedy's continued membership in the Jew World Banker gang called the Council on Foreign Relations. Recollect the picture of Robert Kennedy sneaking up to New York to meet secretly at an undisclosed address with a band of so-called educated Negroes and Jews and map out further plans of violence and further to ensure that black vote for 1964 for his brother. James Baldwin, the Negro, was a ringleader at that meeting. He is the Negro writer of the filthiest smut in America of sex promiscuity between black Negroes and fair white women. And the coon shouter singer Lena Horne was there, and when the meeting was over, both of these blacks took off for Alabama to foment further racial violence, planned by the President of the United States through his own brother. The American patriot leader and formerly U.S. Army intelligence officer Major Robert Williams predicted long ago that the Jew would use the Negro to foment revolution and use Christian nitwit priests and ministers as his stooges. He boldly told the white man then to get the brains behind the revolution and catalog every B'nai B'rith and Anti-Defamation League headquarters in the country, with specific instructions to round up every top Jew in America. As a result, Anna Rosenberg, the Jewess of the Defense Department under Harry Truman, had Major Williams honorably discharged from the Army. He had a marvelous military record. Under the guidance of our loyal military leaders, a pamphlet has been prepared spelling out in detail everything you're going to need to set up your local unit to defend your homes. We've worked out a plan that is acceptable to local sporting goods stores whereby you'll save substantial sums of money in buying. And we've made arrangements with two of the best walkie-talkie manufacturers and can save our members money on these communications items. Above everything else you need is surefire communications with your neighbors. The Jews who now control all communications will soon see to it that your telephones are put out of order. Battery-operated walkie-talkies weighing less than 2 pounds that you carry with you are safe and dependable for from 2 to 4 miles in any residential area. Batteries will last interminably if kept in the refrigerator. You need proper rifles and shotguns and pistols for every household. They must be of uniform caliber wherever possible and very large stocks of ammunition on hand. All of this is fully described in our pamphlet, which costs you 50 cents postpaid. You need to select the safest homes in your neighborhood where children can be gathered quickly in the basement and protected from rioting blacks. you must jointly stock these homes with our recommended canned foods and bottled water, for your water supply might well be poisoned. You must also lay in stocks of first aid and medicines, even for simple sicknesses of children. With bands of armed Negroes roving at large, it may be difficult to reach either doctors or hospitals quickly. You must practice and rehearse just like you would a theatrical play, timing your operation to see how long it takes to place children in safety and be ready for the defense of your homes and neighborhood with established communications in operation. We ask you and we allow you to make copies of this recording. Distribute them everywhere, but remember that the sale from these records has up to this point been our only source of revenue. Why not pass the hat at every meeting where they are played and send us whatever you can? This whole program is very expensive as an operation from a headquarters standpoint. And as to the organization of your local unit, go to your community leaders. Wherever you can raise $500 and send it to us, our representative will come and give you samples of every item you should have for your home defense unit at once. A pair of walkie-talkies, recommended rifles and pistols, and a code formula, non-secretive, that will be understood by every citizen member. This whole racial situation is political. It will surely reach a climax with the 1964 elections, for the politicians will fan the flame. The police cannot defend all parts of any community at once, nor can the National Guard or military forces. It is definitely a part of the communist plan that our military forces are scattered all over the world. We don't mean defense from nuclear attack. We mean from internal revolution, as the Jew has done in every captured communist country. Revolution from hordes of blacks running rampant in riots. It is up to the citizens who love their government and who love all that home and family mean to a free man to join us. We will never surrender to the blackmail of jungle Negroism. And above all, we will never again enter a Jew store or buy a Jew-made product, for whoever does so contributes to the downfall of America. Ladies and gentlemen, write us for the 50-cent pamphlet telling every item you'll need for your home defense. Get out and raise your $500 and send it to us that we may come and give you samples of everything and give you the whole program of operation. The law enforcement agencies of your community will thank you and applaud your determination, for it will greatly relieve them from stress and overwork they have long endured. This recording is not political, but it's the unanimous opinion of our military advisors that if the candidates of either major political party are sent back to Washington in 1964, owned by the Council of Foreign Relations, the both of them, placed there by organized minority groups, then you will need to be organized in this defense of your homes and need every item we recommend. Address us at Box 58 in Decatur, Georgia. Until our recording next month, this is Wally Butterworth. Goodbye, all.